The name of the patient is Cecilia Fresquez. The last name is F-R-E-S-Q-E-Z, like in Zulu. And first name, Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A. Number one, this is an 82-year-old female that is a patient of Dr. Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, that is referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function and to see if there is any relationship between impaired kidney function and the anemia that the patient has. Period. The patient has been a diabetic since 1996, more than 25 years, and she has been on oral hypoglycemics under control most of the time. She has been obese. She's Mexican in ethnicity. However, the blood sugar seems to be under control most of the time. The patient hasn't had any evidence of diabetic retinopathy. 10 years ago, the patient had placement of a stent, and Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, has been following the case on a regular basis. The patient has also been referred to Dr. Ahmed because of the anemia, and apparently the workup has been done. It is not clear to me whether or not the colonoscopy has been performed. The patient says that it has been several years since the last colonoscopy. Period. The laboratory workup that comes with the referral shows that the creatinine is 1, the BUN is 19, and the estimated GFR is 52. That is the sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits. The calcium is 9.8, albumin 4.2. Liver function tests are with the normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio is 10. The hemoglobin is 11.5. The hematocrit is 35.8. It seems to me that the patient has a CKD stage 3A, A1, doesn't have any evidence of selective proteinuria. We are going to quantify the proteinuria, look at the urinalysis. We are going to order the a retroperitoneal ultrasound, vitamin D levels, and we will complete the CKD evaluation. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a BMI that is 40.8, and to the physical examination, the patient has a fluid retention that is significant with a pitting edema 1 to 2 over 4 in the lower extremities. The patient is on glimepiride, metformin. And Januvia. The hemoglobin A1C has been 6.4%. Which is acceptable. Following number. The patient has arterial hypertension, She has been treated with the administration of amlodipine. Losartan. She is on furosemide 40 milligrams every day. Whether or not the fluid retention that she has in the lower extremities is amlodipine related is the most likely consideration. Blood pressure is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 120 over 65. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of left heart catheterization 10 years ago, and apparently one stent was placed. Dr. Arsinas is following the case. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with simvastatin, and following number, anemia that is followed by Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, at the Florida Cancer Center. At the present time, the hemoglobin is 11.5. Nevertheless, I'm going to order the iron, the B12, folate, and fecal occult blood. I want to thank Dr. Bad for the kind referral. I keep her posted with the follow-up in this interesting case. Paragraph I spent 16 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.